whole of America. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
That everything is based on reducing CO2, that the entire smart meter rollout has nothing to do with that, which makes it that much more sinister. Why are they doing it? And when you get into the information and the documentation and you see that the grid, the worldwide grid, is based upon weaponized technology that was designed by the military as crowd control. And unfortunately, all of the dozens and dozens of ailments that people are feeling. They're feeling sick, headaches, and blurred vision. We even recently found that people were noticing if they did not have their silver fillings removed, they still had their amalgams. They were getting a battery charge from all of the EMF in their neighborhood, and that causes the mercury vapors to leak in their mouths.
This is not universal. There are certainly, what percentage of people do you think have a reaction to the
The sensitives that we've encountered, it's between 3 and 10% of the population. And they are dramatically affected by the electromagnetic frequencies.
All right,
I'm
going to ask you just to hold that thought. Of course, our guest is Deborah Tavares. We're talking about the electromagnetic fields associated with smart meters.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, and because our guest is Deborah Tavares, we're talking about something, the smart meters. We're talking about the excessive amounts of electrical fielding we're getting, and some people are extremely sensitive to this. Now, of course, we know that the cell phones, if you use a cell phone regularly, and certainly, and so many people do, it's become part of their life, where you get a certain degree of radiation right into your brain. And we do know this is dangerous because the University of Washington, and this is 10 years ago, the University of Washington did studies with the cell phones, and they found that if you use them considerably, you increased your incidence of cancer, and they were going to report it, and they were frankly threatened and told if they dared to publish a paper on the danger of cell phones and cell phone radiation, there would be tremendous consequences. They would cut off their funds for research. And to the credit of the University of Washington, they published it anyway. And actually, we have the article they put out in their alumni bulletin, but they lost a great deal of federal funding. Well, basically, some radiation, electromagnetic radiation, we all put up and we don't have a problem with it. Some people are more sensitive than others. But certainly we have certainly our cell phones, and then we certainly have our houses wired. And now, of course, we have the internet, and we have, of course, the information coming in over the web. This vast electronic web all across our country, and so many people get all of their information on their computers certainly by the web, as it were. And now they want to install the smart meters. And then basically, of course, you may have a smart meter in your home, which is constantly sending out messages. But, of course, you may also have one of the smart meters that collects the information and then relays it, so you're getting a great deal more radiation. And then, of course, the plan is, starting next year, to have smart appliances. And then when you buy a new appliance, it's going to have chips in it. And those chips are going to be, of course, interfacing with your smart meter. And the smart meter and your chips are going to be interfacing with a smart grid. And certainly this is going to be another source of radiation. So we're seeing this massive explosion of our exposure to certainly electricity, and some people are extremely sensitive. You can go up on the internet and look up electric sensitivity. Well, our guest this evening, Deborah Tavares, is going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference on the 2nd and 3rd, or 3rd of June, I'm not sure which, but the Conspiracy Conference is going to be at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. And if you want more information, go to conspiracycon.com, or you can check with my website, and we'll get in touch with you and give you more information on it. But this is going to be an excellent, excellent program. Now, there's some people there that I disagree with, but I think it's important that you hear what they have to say. There's a lady there who talks about the Pythagorean mysteries. What does that have to do with anything? Ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very important. You can't understand anything going on today unless you understand the Pythagorean mysteries, but I dare say there's probably not more than 1 in 1,000 people who has any idea of what I'm talking about or even who Pythagoras was. Well, anyway, Deborah's just talking about these people who are sensitive. And you can go up on the internet, you can look it up, it's called electric sensitivity, and there's some people who are having more and more physical symptoms and mental symptoms from this, and not only that, but it's predisposing people to cancer and other degenerative diseases. And Deborah, you pick up the story.
Well, that is exactly right, and again, if people go to refuse smartmeter.com and they hit the button that says additional information, they can print off flyers that has lists of all of the symptoms, many of which are a variety from the dirty electricity that we spoke about, the electromagnetically sensitive people, the RF and EMF exposures. And we have references where we refer to the Bioinitiative report that has 2,000 scientific studies, the AAEM, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, has a paper. There are thousands of reports, including the, again, as I said earlier, the Fort Meade Army report that shows indeed this is weaponized technology. And when you look at that report, you'll see all of the ailments in that study that was to be used as crowd control by the military, the same types of things that people are experiencing. So it's based on weaponized technology. They know it. They know we're getting sick. So what we have here now in Northern California and now in Southern California and in Southern California, specifically those are Pacific Gas and Electric, Southern California Edison, and San Diego Gas and Electric, and SMUD, the Central Valley Utility Company. They are all now required by our California Public Utility Commission to offer opt-outs to people that do not want the smart meter. Now, they are charging extortion fees for people to opt out, and soon we'll be talking about having those waived. There is a resolution forward right now to discuss that with the CPUC. But nonetheless, people are able to opt out. They had a deadline tomorrow, which was May 1st, but they have extended that. Actually, it was a required extension. People can opt out for some time until we hear otherwise from the Public Utility Commission. But they are charging $75 for general ratepayers for the initial opt-out fee plus $10 per month. And $5 if you are on the CARE program a month, and then $10 for the initial fee. We're encouraging everyone to write separate checks, put paid in under protest before you make your payment to your utility company.
And I think it's really important that we understand why are they such a good charge people extra? Well, very simply, they're trying to intimidate them into going along with the program.
That's right.
Why do they want that? Well, because there are harmful effects, and they know there are harmful effects. I mean, that is the thing. But on the other side, this is one of the first times that people like Deborah and others have been able to mobilize enough resistance that we've been able to challenge these, I call them part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, these major utility companies, which are part of a much larger agenda. And what this is all about is actually doing physical harm to the individuals to raise the cost of electricity. Why, since you always really have people coming out to read your meter, why would you have to pay extra if you didn't want them to come out and you didn't want to get the meter? So basically, of course, this is all part of a scam, and it's but the people are aware something's wrong. And what's so vitally important is because for the first time, here's an issue that has captured the imagination of literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people here in California. They don't understand everything. They don't understand Agenda 21. They don't understand that there really is an organized effort to make them sick. They don't understand that there really is an organized effort to cut back on the price of electricity. Why? Because if you have a smart meter in your home, they're going to be able to massively increase the price of your electricity if you dare to do anything in the middle of the day, like wash your clothes or wash your dishes.
Well, that's true, Dr. Stan. As a matter of fact,
right.
The end goal is to collapse our paper currency and transition us into carbon credits. And they talk about this in the documents that we've been reviewing. And in their own words, they say that we will be issued cards with credits on them. And we can exchange carbon credits if, for example, we wish to charge our electric vehicle, presuming everyone is going to have an electric vehicle. That's what their documents say. But if you don't have enough credits to charge your electric vehicle, you can opt to not do your laundry or cook your chicken that night and provide a full charge to your electric vehicle. They also talk about being able to monitor you with those RFID chips. The CIA admitted 2 weeks ago, yes, they will be able to spy in all of our homes, not only with the identification of each and every single appliance that we use, when and where and how, but also there will be cameras.
Hold that thought, Deborah. We're going to be back in just a moment with Deborah Tavares here at Radio Liberty. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yeah, it's important for people to understand how huge this is. I contend that if everyone knew the enormity of this, they would realize the fight they're in. And we are at a moment in history right now that we have to fight for freedom, and we have to understand what this fight means. If we do not oppose these meters on our homes, if we allow them to be attached to our homes, humanity is not going to exist as we've known it. We have a society, a group of people that are transforming society to what they believe is best for us. And here's what they say. This one group says that they're an association dedicated to advancing innovation and technology excellence for the benefit of humanity. And that's, they're the largest technical and professional society designed to serve professionals involved in all aspects of computing fields related to science and technology that underline modern civilization.
All right, fine. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what is this really all about? Well, they really want to be able to monitor you, everything you do. And suddenly, why would they want to threaten people and threaten the University of Washington? They want you to have a cell phone so they can listen to your conversations. You know, they can track where you go because, ladies and gentlemen, even when your cell phone is turned off, they can hear what you're saying. Don't think they can't. They can track where you've been. We're moving towards 1984. Are you concerned? We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, we telephone number if you have a question or comment on this subject, certainly of electric sensitivity, on certainly the fact that they are going to have everything electrified, and of course this all gets into chips that of course go to the, they have these smart meters, they have the smart appliances, they have the smart chips, they now have the ability to monitor every one of your cell phone conversations, every one of your iPod communications, every one of your telephone calls, every email you send, every fax you send, all permanently recorded. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not something they erase. They keep a permanent record of it. Why? Because they're tracking each one of us on a number of dossiers. They even have something called fusion setters where they actually correlate the dossiers they have on you from the FBI, from the CIA, from DARPA, from the Office of Homeland Security. And of course, fortunately, they're incredibly inefficient, but through the computers, they can accomplish a great deal. And they want to monitor you. They want to know where you've been and what you say on your cell phone, on your computer. And believe me, this is all about control and then destroying the people who get in the way. There is a movement to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. And if you doubt that, you need to get my material on population control and or see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones that understand that put up by a secret society in Alberton, Georgia, where they openly say maintain humanity at 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. What they're talking about is killing off over 90% of the world's population. What secret society put it up? Well, it's secret. In fact, most of what's going on today is secret. And the last thing they want for the public to learn is what's really going on. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest this evening is Deborah Tavares, who's going to be talking at the Conspiracy Conference in Santa Clara, and she'll be speaking on the 3rd of June, right after I do. That's on Sunday morning. But you'll want to come up, and Sydney will tell you in just a moment or two how to get to Deborah's website. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, we're loading a number of brochures and flyers that people can print up and load. We're going to have talking points so that you can print those off and give it to friends, because the conversation really is so huge. People will hear many people speak about it, and they can't believe that this is true. And there are actually a number of websites that we're involved with right now. We feel that there's a topic certainly for someone. Someone will, you know, resonate with something. And what I would like to do right now, if I may, Dr. Stan, is just give people some of the other websites that we are running.
You go right ahead.
Okay. We have stopthecrime.net. That's stopthecrime.net. And we have a tab there where people can download a flyer called Sinomix, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. And we are not recommending that this be in our beverages or our foods. We should not be consuming this. We should boycott it. Many other nations around the world are. So I invite everybody to print that down and find out what that is. Also, we recommend that you watch Iron Mountain, A Blueprint for Tyranny. It's a documentary. It's an excellent documentary. There's a 2.5-hour featured online video of that. And the last hour of that documentary shows us and you right where we are right now in our country with the taking of the farms, the shooting of the animals, the confiscation of raw dairy products, the harassments of the Amish people. It's right there in that Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny. We also recommend that people go to ToxicSky.org. Again, that's ToxicSky.org. We have flyers there that people can download and a plethora of links. We recommend that you watch What in the World Are They Spraying so that you'll know what's going on overhead. We do have our work cut out for us, but we are born at this time for a reason. And this is our moment to fight for freedom and for humanity and to fight for our children and our grandchildren and do all we can in every way we can to let other people know. Because as we wake people up, they're grateful. It's a heavy heart at first, but they're grateful because they then know something is so terribly wrong, and they can actually then really understand what is so wrong. Then it makes sense.
All right, I'm going to interrupt you there. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. We're talking about simply the fact that we are under attack today by people who want to destroy humanity. Who want to destroy humanity.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan and Sydney, we have Gloria calling us from Spokane, talking about something, the effort to put in smart meters there, the effort to monitor the wells. They want to control everything. And Chris had asked her about what's going on as far as the Ron Paul election. And of course, Ron Paul had about 24% of the vote there in Spokane until, of course, now we've had Rick Santorum, and now Newt Gingrich are bowing out of the election. And that's going to change everything, isn't it, Gloria?
Yes, yes. But I must admit that I'm not following it closely to that situation because I wasn't a delegate. I was in Oregon at the time, and I wasn't even able to go to the caucus. So.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, Gloria, Newt Gingrich, if you Google sustainable development, he is backing sustainable development.
Well, he has been a member of the Council on
Foreign
Relations. He's a phony, he's a $3 bill.
Absolutely.
He is part and parcel of the problem. Now, before we go on, I want you to get the websites out one more time, Deborah.
Yes,
people know how to get in touch. Go ahead.
Yes, refusesmartmeter.com.
Okay.
refusesmartmeter.com. There's a toggle flashing when you hit that landing site, and it'll say also updated information, and that will flip you into our additional site with more information.
And did your website have the ability to, I think there's something you can put on your meter right now to say, do not put a smart meter on my property?
There's a separate company that we've been working with that will supply you with decals. And you can see those when you get to the site. What we are doing, too, which has been very, very significant, we've been ordering signs that are the size of for sale signs that you'd see in front of homes. And they are yellow and black, and they have refuse your meters on the front with the website. And we find that when we use these on our windshields, on our cars, as sunshades, when we park, we'll put them in front of neighbors' homes. We've got a few hundred of these signs out in Northern California. And we also have banners that we've been putting up in some of the vineyards, large banners. You'll see those on the site. This has quickly gotten the news out to the neighbors because people don't realize anything about smart meters. And certainly when you get the word refuse out, they're thinking, why do I want to refuse this? Something's wrong. And that is how we really started a prairie fire here.
And they're doing a great job, Gloria, here in California.
Well, I'm glad to
know
about
this. And Washington
find a contact person here who's knowledgeable in the Spokane area. We would really like, I'd like to know who they are so we can get some.
Well, right. Well, call me. There are contacts all over the nation now, and it's broadening worldwide. So I'll be happy.
Gloria, you call me tomorrow. I'll get you Deborah's telephone number, and we can begin.
Well, you can get her mine. I'm sure you have it there somewhere. I'll call back, and I'll. And
thank you so much, Gloria. Really appreciate your call.
Okay,
and fight hard there.
Okay, fine. Now our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and let's go to Roman, who's calling from Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Roman. How are you doing?
Good evening. It's a pleasure to talk with you. And your lady there, Deborah, I didn't catch her last name.
Tavares, and basically said to Dynamo, I wish you could come to hear a talk at the conspiracy conference, but if you can't get there, we have a number of interviews with her through Radio Liberty, and I'm sure there'll be a DVD coming out of the conference. Do you have a question or comment, Roman?
Well, I have a comment, and I wanted to, well, first off, where I live in this apartment complex, they do have smart meters. They put it in. I remember the day because we were working on something, and I don't approve of it, but that's another subject. I'll go back to subject one. She mentioned the word electricity sensitivity. Many years ago, before this all system started out with smart meters, I was 30, 40 years ago, I was living in an apartment building in the city of Chicago, and it was a three flat, three stories high, and it was, I don't know, 30, 40 flats in that building. But anyway, I told the landlord, I said, hey, there's something wrong with the electricity. He said, what are you talking about? I said, I can feel electricity coming through the water when I wash the dishes. And he said, oh, no, it's not possible. Anyway, I'm getting into something. I could actually feel there was something wrong with the electricity system in my hands when I was washing dishes.
Well, George, some people are extremely sensitive to electricity, and others are not. Most people are not, but there are a few people who are very sensitive to it, and it's quite disabling.
I am. Okay. And the landlord kept telling me, well, you're one in a million. Anyway, after a search, right there on the second or third, I thought it was the second floor down from me, somebody had something disconnected up the wrong way. And he wouldn't tell nobody because he was a little crook. He was doing something else illegal. But why am I calling you? To tell you that there are people that actually can feel a difference.
I'm sure you're absolutely right. Yes. And basically, we've been talking about that. There's areas up on the Internet where you can actually get websites put up by people who are sensitive to electricity. And I appreciate so much your calling. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, sir. God bless you and keep up the good work. Keep going doing what you're doing. I'll talk to you later, Doctor.
God
bye.
Bless. Thanks so much.
I think what's important to say right now, Dr. Stan, is the multiple meters on apartments as Roman lives in, because when people have many, many meters on a building wall, that increases the electromagnetic frequency in that area and on that apartment. And what I recommend people do is go to our website, refusesmartmeter.com, watch the video, The Dark Side of Smart Meters. That will give everyone a perspective of how the radio frequencies wash over your home and your neighbors and travel through your community and what it does to you. That's an excellent video to watch. Also, it's very important that tenants inform the apartment owners about this problem and give them the website. Apartment owners are not aware of the tremendous liability and insurance problems that they will ultimately have as this continues to become a nightmare for millions of people. And I think that tenants that hear this radio show or that know other people that own property, it's very important that you tell property owners. I think as soon as more property owners understand the vast implications financially for them, part of what this will ultimately do is it will bankrupt a number of private property owners with multifamily rental housing, because the insurance and the litigation is going to be worse than Big Tobacco. Big Tobacco lasted for dozens of years. This is going to be global. This is massive. And the utility companies have already set up an insurance company and a law firm out of New York, and they have already put a template together for imminent litigation against RF and EMF claims from all of us, from the customers. So it's very important. We all have to work together on this. This is an enormous monster that has snuck in our country. These meters are just the first step of complete and utter surveillance while it emits radiation in your home. The next step is the forced RFID-chipped appliances, and you will be charged more money if you continue to use inefficient old clunker appliances. And it's interesting because I just got a call today from a federal nonprofit company that said they represented federal money and our local utility company, where they were offering $5,600 if we would look at purchasing some appliances. They didn't say what, if we wanted to retrofit our windows. And I asked her, I said, where is this money coming from? She says, well, from the federal government. And I said, well, you understand, this is all taxpayer money. And she did not understand that. I think, you know, she thought that this was just money. Well, it is. It's printed money. In any event, we are in some serious trouble here, and it's going to be up to all of us to inform one another. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan, and we have our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Pure Heart calling from Aptos. Hi, Pure Heart. How are you doing?
Oh, quite well, Dr. Stan.
Hey, good to hear from you.
I've got two questions. Number one is, my wife signed the on-mail petition, and now she's getting lots of unwanted emails. I'd like to know if there's a button to opt out of emails.
Well, there is. You can certainly contact the sender and let them know to take you off their list.
Okay.
What I would recommend that you do is get the signs up that we spoke about on our website. Maybe go in with your neighbors and start getting signs around your neighborhood and print off flyers and start passing those out.
Can I send in my signature via regular mail then, so I can avoid being on any lists?
Well, if you order the signs off of RefuseSmartMeter.com, you go directly into the sign company, and you don't get any advertising or any emails from them whatsoever. You'll just directly deal with them.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry about that question.
Anything else, Pure?
Yeah, the second question, let's pretend you've got a solar system with your own photovoltaic panels and an inverter. If you connect your equipment to the inverter power system, will that block the smart meter's communication with your so-called smart appliances, so you can avoid them that way?
Well, I'll tell you, yes, if you are on a solar system, they have not yet made the smart meter so that they can reverse, so you're still able to keep your analog meter. But they are working on changing that and getting a smart meter that will adapt to the solar panels. So for the time being, if those of you that are on solar panels, you do retain your analog meter, and thus you will not be required at this point to purchase all new appliances. Now, when we talk about all new appliances, we're talking about large appliances and small. We're talking about everything from your refrigerator, dishwasher, microwaves, to your electric toothbrush.
Wow.
And
what we're talking about is, you have a smart meter, then you have smart appliances, and your appliances will all have an electronic chip in them, which will communicate with your smart meter.
Yeah.
Then this will communicate, of course, through the smart meter to the smart grid. And, of course, this is all, they use these terms. I mean, who would want a dumb meter? Who would want a dumb appliance? Who would want a dumb? But the whole idea is, there's something good about being smart, ladies and gentlemen. This smart is going to smart you right to death. This is a means of monitoring you and controlling you. And they use words to conceal what they're really up to. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And Pure Heart, do you have another question for Deborah?
Okay, no, that's all. Thank you. Hopefully people can use a battery bank and an inverter. They might be able to block that signal entirely. It'd be a good way around it, but I know it's not possible
for many
people.
Well, the only way around the effects of this horrific deployment is to keep them off our homes.
I agree. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Because
Go ahead, Deborah.
Yeah, because of the dirty electricity. Now, if one person in a neighborhood takes off their smart meter and their neighbors still have a smart meter, they're still going to have additional frequencies jump onto their house lines. So it's not as simple as to just take your smart meter off when your neighbor still has a smart meter. And that is an area of concern for future litigation, for neighbors that will not take their smart meter off or engage in understanding why they need to, because good neighbors don't radiate their neighbors, and that's what will be happening. And in the country, people think, well, I'm in the country, I'm further away. I don't have neighbors as in close proximity as in town. Well, actually, they can amp up the frequencies so that it can travel further distances in the country. And it can actually travel from your home to a collection point on a phone pole a mile plus away. So this tumbles through the air in every single direction until it finds its way to a collection device, where then it's gathered. The data is then received at the collection point and then processed accordingly. So we are in trouble. This is a silent war that we're not seeing bullets flying through the air. We don't see it. We don't smell it. But it is very, very damaging. In fact, Dr. Stan, there are several scientists out of the UK that have been warning about cell phone towers. And we have an RF analyzer that we bought from Less EMF, and that is a good source to buy these analyzers, where you can flip a button and you can measure the amount of pulsed radiation that comes out of these different devices. And we'll drive through town with it in our car, and we can find cell phone towers. And it is unbelievable the amount of microwave and EMF that is in our environment now. And these scientists out of the UK say that they have actually met with kings and queens and people that actually run countries, and they have lost their viability of their country because people are getting sick. They didn't know why at first. People are getting cancers. Their productivity has decreased. They're just not as vibrant as they used to be. And they blame it now on the increased electrosmog from the telecom industry.
We are under attack today from these electric waves and the microwaves and the cell phone waves, and all sorts of electronic devices. And basically, they know what they're doing because they want this so they can track us. And what a wonderful way to do it. What a wonderful way to take us into a cashless society. What a wonderful way to be able to establish a society where you'll neither buy nor sell. Yes, you have the mark of the beast, or be known by the number of his name. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, this all goes back to the ancient Pythagorean mysteries of the long-range plan that is unfolding today. Well, we need to take a stand against it. First of all, it's hazardous to our health. There are electronic studies that show that. Fortunately, we have the Internet. And these people are really endangering our lives, the lives of our children and generations yet unborn. Our guest this evening is Deborah Tavares. You'll certainly want to, if you're in Northern California, hear her speaking on the morning of the 3rd of June, and she'll be speaking right after me. Because come early, I'm speaking at 9 o'clock, and I promise you that you will never look at the world through the same eyes again after hearing my talk and that given by Deborah on Sunday morning. So our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for Deborah, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. One of her websites is Toxic Skies. Is that right, Deborah?
It's Toxic Sky, singular. ToxicSky.org.
ToxicSky.org. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Living.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Dan here, because our guest was Deborah Tavares, and we've been talking about smart meters. And if you really need more information on smart meters, we have a four-tape set on smart meters. We have a book on smart meters written by our friend Orlean Coulomb. We have her book on Agenda 21, and smart meters is simply part of that. It's called By Stealth and Deception. By Stealth and Deception. And so we recommend that you get this information, of course, if you want to know how they're poisoning the this water and the food and the food. You need to get the new DVD we have by Roslyn Peterson called Geoengineering. If you want to know how they're poisoning the food specifically, well, why, of course, it's a talk by Betty Martini on aspartame. And aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent. And now it, of course, is being used in America. It's in between 5 and 6,000 foods, and it is targeting America. It's being used as a biological warfare agent against the American people. And the fact that the officials and government know this, and they're poisoning the food, and they're poisoning the children. And certainly this is found in all your Diet Coke and your Diet Pepsi. They know what they're doing. Not only that, but the brown color in those products comes from mercury. And basically they're poisonous with mercury, and they're poisonous with fluoride, and they're poisonous with lead and with aluminum. When are you going to get concerned? Because all of these products influence your mind. They influence your sexual reproduction. It produces males that they have dysfunction, sexual dysfunction, female infertility. It certainly influences our immune system. They're carcinogenic. The American people are under attack today. And so we suggest that you get my material, certainly on the planned population reduction, that you get Betty Martini's excellent DVD on aspartame. And then, of course, we have my talk. It's one we just put together recently, but it contains an interview I did some years ago with Norman Dodd, who headed the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. That is the Reese Committee. And a fascinating insight into what's going on behind and the master plan that's being followed today. But it's called the Desperate Deception, or Dangerous Deception. We recommend it. It's a DVD. And by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, you need to understand that Agenda 21 is a program designed to destroy Christian civilization. And you'll be fascinating when you understand the ramifications of this. A lot of people will just look at it from the point of view of smart meters. A lot of people will look at it from the point of view of certainly of them trying to cut back on our utilization of our cars or where we live. But it is a plan basically through creative destruction, that's their term, creative destruction to bring about the wretching transformation of society. And this is what we're covering, but you must understand, creative destruction is a term used by a man named Joseph Shumpter and popularized by Alan Greenspan. And when Alan Greenspan was asked in a congressional hearing, what is creative destruction? He said, when we want to create a new society, we've got to destroy the old one. And that's what this is all about, is the destruction of the pre-existing society. If you're out there in the listening audience, you can help us. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We hope many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of 80 or 70 outlets all across America. And then please pray for America. Pray for Ron Paul and his family. Pray for Alex and for Joyce and John Loeffler and the others. And please pray for Radio Liberty. Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of David Kahn, and we're going to be talking about a name from the past, a man named Jim Jones. And, of course, certainly one of the most dramatic events that ever occurred in modern times. And that was, of course, the massacre that occurred in Guyana and South America. And it had to do with the Jim Jones cult. David, thank you so very much for being with us. And tell us a little bit about how you got involved in studying this and of course, became an expert on this tragic, almost like a Greek tragedy.
Yes, well, it started almost 9 years prior to the Guyana mass murder. And I was kind of an ordinary guy. I was kind of curious about cults and things like that. I'd done a little investigating on, like, the Philippine psychic surgeons and stuff. But I stumbled across some inside evidence on Jim Jones almost 9 years prior to the Guyana mass murder. And When I found that out, I mean, I was, it utterly convinced me that he was a charlatan, because I really found the inside information on how he moved and fooled all the people. It was pretty much a happenstance thing. I was talking with a family who happened to have some, her ex-husband was in the cult. And, so when she went up one time to visit her children, her oldest daughter stayed home. So this was when he was up near Redwood Valley, up by Ukiah. And, so when she went up there, she was waiting in the audience, and when he came out to his pulpit, he pointed to her and asked her some questions, and then began to tell her a whole lot about her family, and especially about her daughter's boyfriend, who happened to be over at the house, still at the house when she went up there. So he was visiting his girlfriend there at her house on that Sunday morning. And it turns out that the daughter had got a phone call after her mother had left for the Jones cult, and that was the key giveaway, because it turned out that it was a ostensibly a Baptist survey group doing some information gathering for people in the area, and they ask a lot of questions and all that. Well, the boyfriend is a very, he's got a real sense of humor. And he realized that this was just a strange thing to be going on. So he asked if he could take over the conversation. So he took over, and he started to fill them in on a lot of crazy made-up things that he did. And they were just stunned, but they went on listening. And it turns out that when the mother, she was in the audience, when Jones came to the pulpit and pointed to her and asked her some questions, he began then to tell her all these crazy things about her daughter's boyfriend. And she was just flabbergasted because, of course, she had no idea that his key group had phoned there to get this information. So when she came home, She told her daughter what a crazy thing happened up there. And that's when the daughter said, well, did he also tell you this and this and this?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with David Kahn.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
And the time goes so fast, but basically, of course, David was investigating the Jim Jones cult. I mean, close to 8 years before that tragic situation that was to develop in Guyana. And basically, it was obvious to him that this was a cult. They were using all sorts of trick means of impressing people. They would have the people from their organization go out and do surveys, things like that, supposedly collecting information, but basically it was all going to be used to convince the people of the fact that Jim Jones had the almost supernatural power. He knew all sorts of things about them, and because somebody that David had known had certainly taken one of these surveys, realized it was a scam, used all sorts of fraudulent information, and then, of course, Jim Jones, when he wanted to impress the family, had used the fraudulent information. So then, of course, David tried to expose this, and he went to so many of the key people there in the Bay Area, and San Francisco Bay Area, tried to tell them what was going on, and nobody would pick up on it. Now, because nobody had the courage to do what was right, I think about 900 people, over 900 people, were poisoned later on by Jim Jones. But you go right ahead with this story.
Yeah. So
basically,
well, you have to, you know, to move along, kind of. I tried all sorts of things to talk to people, and ultimately I got informed on, that was quite a few years later, and that's when I had to go into hiding because Jones threatened to burn down my house and all that. So I cleared out and went into hiding. And that's when that happened, that's when the media, this is about 18 months before the Guyana mass murder, that's when the media took up, because Jones then went to the media and tried to marginalize me, saying that I was just a crazy man trying to destroy his cult, you know, all that kind of marginalizing stuff. And but the media then saw something was strange was going on, and that's when I got in touch with some of the media people. And from then on, it became an entirely different story, because shortly after that, Jones realized that the inside information that he got when I was informed on was that I was in touch with federal agents. And he then mistakenly thought that it was an IRS agent, but it wasn't. It was a it was an ATF, alcohol, beverage, and firearms agent, because Jones had his cadres that had machine guns and stuff. But that's what gave Jones away. He mistakenly thought it was the IRS. So then he thought, wow, I'm in trouble now, because if they start looking into me. So that's when he started gathering his people. And thereafter, in the next few months, he moved almost all of them down to Guyana. But that was simply because I was informed on by a guy I thought I was going to warn away from the cult. That was the American Indian leader, Dennis Banks. And turned out that he was closer to Jones than I thought, and he took the information to Jones. And then Jones also made a mistake, because he let me know that he knew about me. The reason he did that is because he is a tremendous narcissist. He couldn't stand the idea of somebody thinking they knew about him and he didn't know about them knowing about him. So he had to let me know. If he had been careful and not done that, I'd be dead today. and been dead back then. Because,
well, you know, it's really very interesting, David, because I wasn't as close to this as you were, but one of shortly after the massacre, a patient came to my office, a very nice lady, and said, of course, what you'd ordinarily do when I wanted to see a patient was I would examine them. And, of course, I always had a woman. If it was a woman, I always had one of my female assistants there. But what was really so rather shocking, I didn't know this woman had been part of the cult. And when, of course, we went to examine her, she went over and locked the door from inside with me in there and with my assistant. She was frightened to death, and this was after the massacre. And basically, they were going around and actually killing some members of the cult after the massacre. Go right ahead.
Yes, that's right. In fact, two of my major sources that I had several years before the massacre, two of them were later murdered in Berkeley, along with their daughter. And the Berkeley police really felt that they really felt they had the person, and it was a cult member, but they were unable to get enough evidence on him. And so he got away with it. They tried a couple of three years later to still go after him, and he got a lawyer and all that, and got. But anyway, yes. So Jones was a killer before the mass murder and afterward. He had his cult members, I'm sure, doing that. And his ego really did him in. But to kind of get this to what really isn't that well known by the public, I'd like to just lay it out, what really happened, the behind-the-scenes stuff. And the reason he was able to go 11 years without being exposed, it's just astounding. Well, as you well know, being in California, you know what a radical left-wing political system we have in California. But that's what allowed Jones. He knew and saw that liberal bent, and that's why he came out to California from Indiana, because he knew he could attach himself to a very liberal church, the Disciples of Christ. They were extremely liberal. The public didn't know this, but when I researched it, I realized that they were just far out. Their ministers were basically atheists. Really, they were just their God was political action and that kind of thing. And so that's what protected Jones. Even the bishop of that church, like I said, when I went to her in 1970, she got snowed by Jones. She decided she would go up to his church. Well, I realized then that she wasn't going to get anywhere, because Jones knew how to take care of that. He had his people just absolutely coerced and scared to do anything but lavish that bishop with praise. And she came back just thinking she was the queen of the world. They had praised her so much. And she, I realized I was done for there, because Jones, by the way, had given that church over about $1.1 million in the last, over the last 10 years. So they were not only just sympathetic to him because of his radical politics, but they also were getting so much money from him. Now, the other thing that has to be said here, and that has not come out in the hundreds of books and articles, is the radical nature that protected Jones. That, because most of the books were written by professors and social scientists and that kind of thing. And they're all liberals, and they made kind of screwy halfway defense of him, blaming it on the public that would fall for that and all that. So it turns out that the reason I could get nowhere is because the major community organizer in San Francisco was Cecil Williams, and he was with the Glide Memorial Methodist Church, and he was a fantastic community organizer. He had Jim Jones on his television show, several times. I remember sitting one night watching it, and it just made me sick because he couldn't keep from hugging Jones. He just hugged him on his television show. And so that connected Jones to the major San Francisco politic, also Los Angeles, too, because he had a big church going down there, too. And he was very tight with the lieutenant governor. And he had Governor Jerry Brown speak from his pulpit. He also had Jimmy Carter's wife speak from his pulpit. He was so heavily connected. It was just a mind blower. But none of this really has been brought out fully. It was mentioned in a few articles, but the reason he got away with it is because of his radical community organizing, ultra-liberal, and of course they weren't able to recognize that he was really sociopathic, but because he was so clever, as many sociopaths are, very clever, and he also got away with it because the mayor of San Francisco was able to have his district attorney, Joe Freitas, install one of Jones's high-level cult leaders in the DA's office as the lawyer over voter fraud. And that's a key thing there, because Jones had hundreds of his cult members going around and voting at all these precincts. And that's what allowed Mayor Moscone to be elected. Mayor Moscone even admitted that he was very indebted to Jones. This was, of course, before the mass murder. But he admitted he was indebted to Jones because he knew how much Jones did for him.
Well, now, was there anything that made anyone think that this would be a mass murder? I mean, no one has ever heard of anything like this. I mean, have all these people drinking poisoned Kool-Aid. I mean, this is truly diabolic in my way of thinking. And yet, didn't they practice this ahead of time?
Yes, they did. And, when I found that Congressman Ryan was going to go all the way out to the Jonestown Jungle Outpost. You still with me?
I certainly am, but I'm going to ask you to hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll be back here in just a moment with David Kahn.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Annika, David Kahn lived this for 9 years investigating Jim Jones before the tragic event in Guyana where, of course, the people were forced to drink the Kool-Aid. And David actually had contacted people in key positions in government. He had actually contacted one of the reporters at the Examiner, apparently, who had run a series of articles, and he could begin to see how dangerous Jim Jones was. And then Jim Jones sent his people down. They surrounded the Examiner. They made all sorts of threats. And did the Examiner back down?
Yes, they did. They pulled the last four articles. They were never printed. But here's my point. All those hierarchy, political, radical leftists in San Francisco who claimed that they were so surprised by this, every one of them could have gone back and read all eight of those articles in the Examiner, but they chose not to back then because they didn't want to look into it because they were happy with Jones. Jones got so many of them elected that they weren't about to do anything about him. Of course, this was prior to the murder, so they thought that they could get away with it. And so the upshot is, Jones was so well connected that even after he was fled and went to Guyana, even after that, he was so connected that he had Harvey Milk, who he had supported in politics. He had Harvey Milk write to the president, President Carter, and in which Milk praised Jim Jones and wanted the president to understand that they were trying to take Jones's son away from him, and away it went. But Harvey Milk was just absolutely under his thumb. It was just astounding. Of course, the irony is when the big movie Milk came out, 3 or 4 years ago, not one mention of his connection to Jim Jones was made in that movie. Of course, that's understandable because it would just reflect pretty badly on him. If the public really knew the letter that he wrote and that's barely known by the public. In fact, only a few people really concerned about it are aware of that letter. I have a copy of it. So Jones was so connected that even after he went to South America, he was he had these people working for him and trying to protect him and all. But of course, when Ryan went down, he knew that he was doomed then. And when Ryan left and went to the airport afterward, Jones sent out his cadre of people on a flat top truck and with their guns, and they just mowed them down at the airport. And Ryan was killed. A couple of reporters were killed.
Well, basically, have you written a book on this, essays or what? Have you written a book telling your experiences?
I co-authored a book shortly after that, or actually we started the book before the mass murder. We had four chapters on the desk of publishers. And the publishers were saying, this is very interesting, but who is Jim Jones?
Right.
Yeah, well, of course, with four chapters on their desk when the mass murder happened, and finally, G.P. Putnam's Sons of New York went with the book and did a couple of printings. But after that, a lot of flash productions of books came out, just dozens of them. But that was the definitive book, and I co-authored that. And then later, I wrote another book because I wanted to get over the idea of what allowed Jones, or the real meaning of Jonestown, which I thought went completely by the wayside, because I felt and said for many years after that, when people were saying, how could this happen, how could this happen, I said, no one has done since the liberal, radical, leftist California political system was too vulnerable or too ignorant to see the danger that same vulnerability, that cultic vulnerability, liberal cultism, would rise again on a grand national level. And I said that, and I even wrote it in this novel.
Well, you hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with David Kahn, and we're talking about Jim Jones. Of course, David had been researching Jim Jones for many years before the massacre.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, David Kahn, and we're talking about the Jim Jones Massacre. And if you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And David Sidney had co-authored one of the most popular and initial books on the Jim Jones Massacre. Well, he goes to be my interpretation of this, that Jim Jones was just plain evil. He was an evil man. Would you agree with that, David?
Yes, I would, and it started very young in his life. This is another thing that hasn't been brought out in the books by these liberal writers. That it's just amazing to me, the social scientists and stuff that leaped in on this big story and put in their viewpoints and all that. And they it just didn't come out that Jones had a severely strange childhood. His father was a hopeless drunk and also very, very debilitated from a First World War injury from mustard gas. So he had a strong mother who was the only source of income, and she was a wildly loose-talking woman, and he was just devoted to her. But he just had no role model, none. And he was on his own, and he ended up he began very early in childhood having play funerals with the kids. You know, they would he was fixated on death in some strange way, and he, of course, he was extremely narcissistic and charismatic too, which of course is a phenomenally dangerous combination. And of course, that's what happens with cult leaders and why they get that far. So, that brings me, by the way, to the parallels that I began to see, because as I told you, a few minutes ago, I felt that, that the meaning of Jonestown was that since the California liberals didn't make the connection, that same mentality would grow and grow and spread throughout the country. And indeed it did. In fact, I believe that the California political system never recovered from Jim Jones and his invasion of their system. And now that's why I believe you can almost tie it directly to that craziness way back when he had the governor and the mayor and everybody attending his cult and speaking from his cult. And so that's why we have such a radically crazy state legislature today. But more than that, that mentality spread through the country, just as I warned. And I wrote it in several books that I signed for people, that this real meaning, that it was going to come back on a grand national level. And so in the winter of 2007, 2008, I wrote an article for the San Diego State University Jonestown website. And the title of that was Jonestown, Its Portent Has Arrived. And that article dealt with Barack Obama because I saw the parallels were just extraordinary. The same kind of thing. Obama's attack on the media when they began to look into him. also how he was able to avoid any real attention while he was making his inroads into politics. Obama was able to keep people from knowing much about him. I remember Tom Brokaw vividly saying, as he was observing one campaign event, one of his cohorts was saying, "Yeah, where did he come from? I don't exactly know where he came from." And then Tom Brokaw, that's when I heard him say, "You know, it's true. We don't know anything about the man." This coming from a major anchor person. Can you imagine that? But that's how good Obama was. He had the same clever, powerful charisma and narcissism that drove him all the way. And the people fell for him the same way that they fell for Jones in California. And I experienced, after seeing this Obama make his rise, I felt the same identical frustration of trying to tell people. And that's when I wrote this article for the San Diego State University website. And in that, it's about 9 or 10 pages, I guess. But I warned that this is another cult leader, but different from Jones, not as pathological, but more dangerous. And I really meant that, because I felt that more people are going to die indirectly than ever died in Jonestown, because he's going to devastate our economy and turn us socialistic so much. And I also said in that article that he is also a cult leader, but he is more clandestine about it. But I said very specifically that he is the Western world's greatest defender of Islam. And that was almost 5 years ago when I wrote that.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, because David certainly has been studying this sort of thing for a long period of time, and Jim Jones was inherently evil. And I suspect he feels, as I do, that the current president of the United States is inherently evil. And we need to understand the similarities. Where did Obama really come from? I mean, the large segments of his life, we have no idea. He has apparently attended Columbia University, but nobody remembers seeing him there. Nobody in his class ever remembered seeing him. How could you attend, a university for several years and nobody ever sees you? And basically, there's something very mysterious about the gentleman who occupies the White House today, and I certainly share David's concern, and so should you. Now, basically, of course, why do you think that Jim Jones wanted to kill all of his followers? What was it motivated him? Obviously, they'd been working with this before. They'd had trial runs on this. I mean, at least I have heard that they had them a drink, supposedly, the Kool-Aid previously, but there was nothing there to hurt them. And then were there any of the people on that fateful day who didn't want to take the Kool-Aid? I'd like your input on those two questions.
Yeah, those that wouldn't take it were forced to take it at gunpoint, and they actually poured it on the throats of kids and all. But there were mothers there that started to balk. But the thing that it's still, after all this, you have to understand, Jones had a powerful cultic power over this group of people. They still defended him in outrageous ways. So when it turned out that Ryans went all the way out to Jonestown, and that's when Jim Jones realized that this was the end, because he knew that some of his people were going to escape and go back with Ryan, and he couldn't allow that. but he also knew that that he was done for, because Ryan was going to understand what was going on, and that's when he had his people kill the whole entourage at the airport. And then back at Jonestown, then he told his people, look, he said Ryan is now going to bring all the forces down. They're going to come on us, and they're going to claim that that we participated in killing Ryan, when, of course, Jones lied like mad. But he says, now they're going to come after us. We're going to be put away and committed and all that. He just simply lined out to them that they were doomed. And that with that, he convinced them that they could go on to some hereafter in some way, and they would be understood and justified in the afterlife and all that. But they were so brainwashed and so taken with his charisma that even then, many of them went ahead voluntarily and committed suicide. Because what kind of life would they have? Their so-called life down there in this jungle outpost was now coming completely to an end. And that's how he managed to convince them to go along with it.
Well, now there's some people escape into the jungle and not take the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah, there were several that got away. And also one of his sons was in a basketball team in Georgetown. So even that group, they escaped because they were on the basketball team. But a few did. And, of course, two of his attorneys escaped. They came back and, I don't know, and wrote books. And it just simply lied up a storm. One of them, The Strongest Poison, written by Mark Lane, in that chapter, in one of his chapters, he absolutely lied up a storm about what was going on. He claimed that I was with the intimated that I was with the CIA and all that stuff, and that Jones realized that. And because you see, early on, when I was informed on, Jones sent his people over to my home in Oakland, and they crawled under the crawl space under the house and listened in one night on and then the other people would make a phone call to my house and that would trigger the conversation on Jones, and then they listened in, and then they completely got mixed up because one of my attorney friends was there with me, and they thought that was one of his high-level aides, and they went back and reported that to him. You know, I have a mental block in that guy's name. He committed suicide in Modesto later. But and so Mark Lane even tried to make that out, that this guy was cooperating with me, and that simply wasn't true. And Mark Lane could easily have gotten in touch with me to clarify that, you know, when he was writing his book. But it didn't matter. Mark Lane, he was just he was a bad dude.
Well, now, basically, not Mark Lane. Does he have something to do with the Kennedy assassination? The name is so familiar. And
he wrote Rush to Judgment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, he was the attorney that wrote Rush to Judgment. You're right. And I don't know that he had something to do with it. But he certainly would. You know, he was pretty much like Al Sharpton. If there's anything that's going to be public notice or something, he's going to be there and in on it. That's another kind of sign of ultimate narcissism. He couldn't let go of any place where he wanted to get attention. He and Al Sharpton and others, Jesse Jackson, are very, very much like that too. But by the way, this is a little bit off, but I realize looking at your background, as I looked into it, that you had done a lot of investigation on AIDS.
Yes, I'm probably one of the best informed people on AIDS. I don't talk about it. I talk about population control because I think that AIDS is part of population control. And I led the battle within California for almost a decade to try to get the public health authorities to actually treat AIDS like any other communicable disease and try to stop its spread. I had public health officers come to me surreptitiously and say, Stan, we know what you're doing is right, but we don't dare back you publicly.
You keep up
the good work.
I wanted to tell you something very important that will be of great interest to you. In 1965, at 38th and Barrett Avenue in Richmond, California, I was having a conversation with a Peace Corps guy that had just come back from Africa. And he said, and I'll never forget it, he was very proud about the fact that they were controlling birth in Africa and that they were introducing anal sex to Africa. And I realized years later, I never forgot that conversation, but none of those Peace Corps people would now admit that, of course, especially when the AIDS thing started. But that's absolutely true. And he was very proud about the fact that it was going to reduce the population of Africa. Of course, he had no idea then that AIDS would be a major epidemic. But I believe that is one of the reasons as you well know, in Africa, the tribes and everything, they were very primitive. And they saw these Peace Corps people that came over there, and they looked up to them as almost godlike. And so when this Peace Corps started introducing anal sex, I mean, I'm convinced that that's what led to Africa being the only continent with a heterosexual AIDS epidemic. I just can't put that out of my mind.
Well, I think
I wanted to let you know about that because that's the absolute truth.
That's
and you'll have a hard time getting any of those Peace Corps people to admit it because AIDS then came about 12 years later.
Well, I think because the one thing the people do not understand is this is a genetically manufactured disease, and it has a predilection for blacks, and basically because there's a different genetic structure, and they have genes, and we don't have them. And if you have those genes, why you're much more prone to get the disease, which is why here in the United States, almost, not completely, but almost half of the people who are either HIV positive or who have died of AIDS are black. And why in Botswana today? Why, of course, among the pregnant women, about 46 or 47% are HIV positive, and they're all going to die. And that is either the greatest public health tragedy of all time. Or the most successful genocide policy ever introduced into Africa by the West. And I believe that's what it is. There's an intense hatred of blacks by the people who run this country. And we'll be glad to debate that anytime, anywhere, with anyone. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, I wanted to give you
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
This Dan, I guess, and then David Cohn, and he has actually written a book. And David, would you tell our listeners the name of your website, the name of the book, and how they can get it?
Yes. The name of the website is truthsleuth.net.
That's truthsleuth.net. Go ahead.
And the name of the book is Lednorf's Dilemma, L-E-D-N-O-R-F apostrophe S, Dilemma.
And now, what is Lednorf?
Lednorf's Dilemma is based on a concept. It's a Christian science fiction novel, strictly as a vehicle to explain the liberal mentality and vulnerability that people have. And also, it's very, very strongly tied in with the historical Christian faith. And I bring in some major concepts. One of those major concepts, by the way, was written by a major mathematician, by Lord Bertrand Russell, who was an atheist, but he was also a major mathematician. He proved mathematically this truism: either all religions are wrong or only one is right. That's inarguable, but it's something that the major philosophers and logicians completely ignore because I think they can't stand the implications of it, because it's just mathematically solid proven. Either they're all wrong, or one is right.
And of course, I have to say, if you've been to my website, you know I'm an evangelical Christian. I'm 83 years old. The longer I live, the more convinced I am, and that is the fact that God does rule in the affairs of man.
You'll be interested in another of the major concepts, and that is the one that I based the title on, Lednorf's Dilemma. That's supposedly an alien concept, that these aliens that came and related to some of our people. But that concept, Lednorf's Dilemma, is dealing with the fact that scientists do not realize that they, when they claim to have searched for God, they mistakenly thought that being scientists and mathematicians with major brains, what I call majestic brains, that they should have a better ability to connect to the evidence for God. They completely missed the point that if God, the Almighty, fair God, perfectly fair within his context, would not give scientists a special advantage to his kingdom. That's just absolutely purely logical. Every time I put that to a scientist, he knows that he's stuck, that he has no better ability to know about God than anyone else.
In fact, maybe less of an ability because he has too much education based upon information that is not correct.
Yeah, you have a point. He has a different kind of block than a lot of people have. So he has just as much a block. Of course, he does have his brain works in science and all that, because God has no problem with people, you know, he's no respecter of persons. But he is no respecter of persons, and that means he doesn't respect a scientist's brain when it comes to accessing his kingdom.
Well, you know, the thing is that I had the hardest time unlearning everything that I learned in college, and I've been a physician for 10 years before I suddenly had to face the fact that maybe there is a God and maybe I should be worshiping him.
Yeah,
and I didn't want to give up my independence and my ability to think and reason and simply accept something. But eventually I did, and it was the greatest thing. And now, of course, I frequently see supernatural things happening, which could not happen by chance, certainly or statistically. God does work in the rules of men. David, it's been a real pleasure. If you'd like to discuss these concepts sometime, I'd love to have you back. You're a fascinating guest.
You know, they are very powerful. And I'm just stunned how the major thinkers avoid those two concepts.
Hold that thought. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for being
with us.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, that we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Monday. You're in the right place. We're so glad to have you join us. It is 30 April 2012. Hard to believe. First quarter, overdone. Unbelievable. Moving on, hope you're getting your gardens in. Hope we've had a lot of rain here and a lot of rough weather in the Midwest, but I do hope you're starting to think about your gardens. If you're not, please call the Power Hour and find out what books we have and information. Everybody needs to be doing it this year, I got to tell you. I had a really good time this weekend getting out in the garden, although I was just pulling weeds and getting some things ready to plant, but please, I hope you're doing your part in taking care of your family. A couple of really important issues today to discuss. Ron Paul prevailing. That's right. Ron Paul prevailed. We'll talk about where he's prevailed. I mean, he's making a huge bit of difference. They are scared to death for a lot of reasons. Of course, the question of third party comes up.